Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're
ready.
Ready
to
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing.
Fiesta.
Romancing.
Siesta.
Samba.
La bamba.
Ay, caramba.
Disguises.
Disguises.
Surprises.
Surprises.
And pies of.
And pies of.
All sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends.
You bet.
Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Garfield and friends.
Have fun in the snow, boys.
Odie, are you okay?
Ah! Wimp.
Great morning for some whitewater river rafting, wouldn't you say, boys?
No!
At least I'm color-coordinated with my life preserver.
I think I hear the call of the wild.
Listen, John. This is the call of the breakfast.
We've had a lot of lunches mysteriously disappearing around here in the last few weeks.
Hey, don't look at me. I just got here.
Someone is stealing food? Who?
Beats me.
I was saving this for an emergency. And if not having eaten in 2 hours isn't an emergency, I don't know what is.
Just remember to hang on to something.
Is it okay to hang on to you, honey?
Better close your mouth. There are squirrels around looking for places to hide their nuts.
I guess some guys have it and some guys don't.
Hey, some pets have it and some pets don't. Okay, you can have a small piece. Hey, I said a small piece. I meant like one piece of lettuce. Come back with much of my sandwich.
That's my cat in my raft.
This is more than an e-ticket. Not the water. Cats hate water. This is a genetic fear emergency. Uh-oh. I forgot about the inherent danger of claws.
He's heading downriver. Let's go.
Be with you in a second.
All right, I'll go with you.
Help! Help! Definite help needed! That was nowhere near as much fun as it looked. Trust me. Ah, nature. I am an animal. Here, other animals are in their element. There are birds in the trees.
Whoo! Whoo!
Make that large, predatory birds in the trees. I'm not an animal. I'm just a house cat.
Garfield! Your cat may be trying to walk home.
That's not like him. Walking is work.
Well, in times of crisis, the homing instinct in pets can be strong enough to overcome normal behavior. You've seen those movies about dogs and cats lost.
Uh-huh.
For the love of old Fred.
Oh, yeah.
Muffins come home.
Oh, I love that one.
Muffins and old Fred get left at the rest
of... Oh, gosh. Those movies always make me cry.
Me too.
These are supposed to be real men.
Oh no, a wild animal is after me. Campground number 11. When it comes to urban survival skills, I'm the king of the jungle. I'll start with the cute kitty routine.
Psst. Hey, buddy. Over here.
A prime example of Felis domesticus, and he's working our campground.
No house cats allowed, buddy. This is where we get our three squares.
There's enough for everybody. Well, maybe not for me, but for you.
That is what you think.
Uh-oh, that pesky bar's back. Go away. Shoo, shoo. Elmer, aren't you worried about that bear?
No, my dear. I'm more concerned about buggy-eyed razor-beaked finarks. They're real scary.
There's a certain lack of creativity and aggressiveness here. Grr! Snarl! Snarl! Grr! I do a great finark.
Well, finark, it's a buggy-eyed razor-beaked finark.
Grr! Roar! Finark sounds! Snarl!
Garfield!
Attention all units in the vicinity of Campground 11. We've had a buggy-eyed, razor-beaked Finark sighted.
That's a roger, dispatch. We're on our way.
What about my cat?
A razor-beaked Finark is serious business, especially the buggy-eyed kind. We'll pick up the search later.
We'd better split, little buddies. The fuzz just arrived.
Oh, shucks. I was hoping this routine would be good for all summer.
It's Garfield.
Glad you found your cat. Now get back inside the truck with the girls and lock yourselves in. I have to look for that Finark. I'm going to find that Finark and not rest until I do.
Oh, I think we'd better do like he says.
You really were concerned about your cat. How sweet. Here, John.
Easy, ladies. There's enough of me to go around.
Well, John's a hit with the ladies, and we got fed. Do we have any cats up here?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I hate roughing it.
Hey there, you gloomy gussies.
Bo and I are here to cheer you up. We're going to...
Tickle you! Tickle, tickle, tickle,
tickle, tickle, tickle, tickle.
Can't remember when I laughed so hard.
Thought I'd die.
Archery is a great hobby, but one can never be too careful.
Yippee! It's raining walnuts!
Like, wow, man! Your target practice has just doubled this year's harvest!
And with the aid of a little ingenuity, plus an extension cord, all those delicious nuts will be mine.
A foul for the foul on this play. Unfair advantage, man.
It doesn't matter who's got the most, since we'll be dividing them equally.
Divide up my nuts? No way. Everything I picked up belongs to me. You know, with enough practice, you could be a regular Robin Hood with that bow and arrow set, Pig-O.
He can't get away with that, can he?
I'd say he just did.
I say we all make like Robin Hoods. We take from the rich guy and give to the poor. That's us.
Yeah.
I don't like the idea of taking anything away from anybody, even Roy. But there might be a few nuts left higher up in the tree. Yeah, I'll give it another...
Are you okay, Orson?
You could be a regular Robin Hood with that bow and arrow set. A regular Robin Hood. A regular Robin Hood. A regular Robin Hood. I will resist your thievery with every ounce of courage I have.
Hey! Those are our walnuts!
You can't have them!
Boy, talk about rude!
Only a bunch of knights who work for the Sheriff of Nottingham could be so greedy as to rob peasants.
Robin Hood!
'Twas surely a good thing for Little Bo and myself that you droppeth at it in the nick of time, Robin Hogg. Else it we would soon have been taken prisoner by the sheriff's henchmen and locked in the dark and nasty dungeon of Nottingham Castle, there to rot.
Yeah, like what Friar Duck says goes ditto with me, man.
Even Maid Lanolin, royal ward of King Richard the Lionhearted, and she of whom you are quite fond, suffers because of his treachery.
Indeed, there is nothing the sheriff won't do to increase his wealth of walnuts. Thus, we must remain as outlaws here in Sherwood Forest.
Robin Hogg has thwarted my evil plans for the last time. Why, if it weren't for him, all the walnuts in the kingdom would be mine. What to do, what to do, what to do? I know, I'll hold a championship archery tournament to lure him here. It seems my plan has been overheard. Going somewhere, Maid Lanolin?
It's time for my daily jog around the castle moat, Lord.
By way of Sherwood Forest, mayhaps? You're not wearing your running shoes. Make sure she does not escape to warn Robin Hogg.
Time to make our move.
Your plan is a bust, Sheriff. Robin Hogg won't risk showing up here.
Oh, he'll show. He'll probably try to fool me with a clever disguise, but my knights and I will be on the lookout for that. There he is! Grab him! I've got you at last, Robin Hogg! Hey! I knew I'd spot... who are you?
He's not Robin Hogg, that's for sure.
He'll be here. I know he will. He's after my walnuts. It's him! It's him! He's everywhere! Robin Hogg! No!
Hey, handing out these funny glasses was a great idea, man.
You have defeated the evil sheriff of Nottingham and freed the walnut farmers from his tyrannous.
I did nothing. 'Twas the sheriff's own greed that caused his downfall. And now to win that contest.
Robin Hogg is the winner!
Robin Hogg! Robin Hogg! Ow!
You've got quite a bump where that walnut hit you.
Oh, yes, the walnut. I think I know how to solve our problem with Roy. Do you need some help storing your walnuts, Roy? Looks like you don't have enough room for all of them.
No thanks.
See you later, then.
I bet they're scheming to take my walnuts.
Hey, Roy! Sheldon and I are going on a worm hunt. Want to come with us?
Trying to lure me away from here, are you? Well, I'm not falling for that.
Sorry you feel that way, Roy. Bye-bye.
I have to stay alert. First, I'll put an extra lock on the door. I'd better put bars in the windows, too. I'll hire a night watchman. But there's no one I can trust. I'll sleep in front of the door, and I'll have all my meals delivered. Oh, do I want to spend the rest of my year like this? I won't be able to have any fun. Whatever you were planning, you can forget about it. I have all these walnuts, but I'm too worried about keeping them to enjoy them. Go ahead, divide them up.
Thank you, Roy.
Robin Hogg does it again.
Robin Hogg? You mean as in Robin Hood? Oh, I love Robin Hood. Ah, oh, to sally through yon leafy forest, purloining ill-gotten gains from the wealthy to bestow upon the not wealthy. Therein lies the quest for the... nuts.
Odie, look! It's a flying saucer filled with intelligent belly button lint.
Well, guys, you know what I'm dressed for?
They just made you an honorary penguin.
The amazing Arbuckle is going to dazzle wonder-filled eyes with feats of prestidigitation and legerdemain.
John's gonna bore some folks with his lame-o magic act.
And I even rented a rabbit so I can perform my famous rabbit out of the hat trick. One for the show, two for the money, abracadabra, and here is a bunny. Ta-da! Here, you get acquainted. I'm going to go get the rest of my props ready.
Welcome to the house, and no, there's no more dinner left.
I don't want dinner. I just want out of this hat stuff.
What's the matter? Don't you love show business?
Show business? You call getting jammed into a musty old hat three times a night show business? I've been pulled out of hats, caps, derbies, motorcycle helmets, berets, beanies. I once had an Indian magician pull me out of a headdress, and it's always by the ears. How would you like to get picked up by the ears?
Hey, it beats getting picked up by the police.
Well, I've had it. I quit. I'm out of here. I'm history.
I don't blame them. Who'd want to spend their life getting pulled out of a hat?
Okay, I'm ready to go. Where's my rabbit?
He walked, or hopped, if you prefer.
I've got to have a rabbit for my act. That's my best trick.
Hey, too bad. Where are you going to get a rabbit at this hour?
You know, Garfield, you're almost the same size.
Uh-uh. No way. I don't do rabbits. No, no. I don't want a hippity-hop down the bunny trail. No.
Garfield, I need a rabbit.
No, absolutely not. Get me an attorney. I'm not going to be a rabbit, and that's that. This is the most humiliating moment of my entire life. If you're my friend, you won't laugh. Always nice to know who your friends are.
Okay, Garfield, now get into the hat.
Odie, help! Odie! Odie, you cowardly dog! See if I ever help you again! Not that I ever have.
I hate show business.
I know it's cramped, Garfield, but it's just until I finish my act.
Okay, Louie, I'm making a break for it.
Sorry, John. My mama didn't raise me to be a bunny rabbit.
And now I just say some magic words. Alakazits and Alakazots. There's Alakazots and Alakazits.
Well, I say some magic words, and now, as you can see, the tie has been restored. How did they get out? Yeah. Oh, I knew it was Alakazot's first. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. And now I would like to do my last trick. Quiet, or I'll do six more. An ordinary empty top hat, from which I shall now produce a rabbit, or a reasonable facsimile. Here we go, Garfield. Try not to be eating anything. One for the show, two for the money, abracadabra, and here is a bunny. One for the show, two for the money, abracadabra, and here is a bunny. One for the show, two for the money, abracadabra, and here is a bunny. One for the show, two for the money, abracadabra, and here is a bunny. Garfield, this isn't funny. Garfield, come out of there. Garfield.
Why, you dirty, low-down, sneaky, dog-type creature, you keep your blankety-blank nose out of my home, or I'm going to flatten your nostrils and tie your ears in a bow for Christmas.
Oh, it's no use. I can't sleep. All those years cooped up in those stupid hats. Would you believe I got used to them? Hey, who are you shoving?
I should never have made him do it. Garfield, can you ever forgive me? Making you dress up in that rabbit suit like that, it was all my fault. Now you're lost forever. Lost somewhere inside a hat. I'll try one last time. But I know it won't do any good.
One for the show, two for the money, abracadabra, and here is a bunny.
I knew it would... Garfield!
Did I miss my cue?
Garfield, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, how can I ever make it up to you?
Un minuto.
Luigi's Lasagna World Takeout Menu. Taco City Home Delivery Menu. Pagoda Palace, we deliver. I guess it's the least I can do.
And I'm not sharing one bite with that turncoat canine. Imagine Odie running out on me like that in my hour of need.
Marf! Odie, you found my rabbit.
Yeah.
Well, this calls for a celebration. I'm going to call some of these places.
You were trying to help me by bringing the rabbit back.
Yeah.
I guess I misjudged you. Would you like to join me in the feast?
Yeah.
And you'll join us, too.
Could I eat my hat? I miss the old plates.
Okay, here you are, boys. I'm going to get out of this tux.
Wait, Odie. Look at that red-headed pterodactyl Elvis impersonator.
Hey, pal. Look at that blimp containing a lifetime supply of linguine.
Where?
Oi. I haven't been hanging around magicians all my life for nothing. I know all the tricks.